Got it. Here we go. It is the fifth and final hour of this South Shore's Morning News, coming to you from Broadcast House here in beautiful Marshfield. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team. We're going to be with you right till 10 o'clock. Audrey Constant will be in at that time. And before the hour is over, we'll say good morning to Audrey and find out what's ahead on her program. She'll be up next with the Midday Show. Text line is open if you want to connect with the show at any time. Something you want to comment on or pass along, you can do that on the text line by texting us at 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900 is the WATD text line. Well, this is exciting. As promised, we have a number of special guests that are joining us in studio this morning. They're over in Studio B. We have three members of Troop 1792, the third all-female Boy Scout troop to form in Massachusetts, Troop 1792. Some Eagle Scouts are in studio this morning, Allie, Diamond, and Nadia, and we're going to get a chance to get to know them a bit more. There was a fourth member, Mavon, who is not able to be with us. All right, so we're going to start this morning. I think we have Allie, Diamond, and Nadia all in studio. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to WATD.
Morning.
Great to have you in studio here. All right, so let's go down the line. We'll let you say a little hello and tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll start with Allie. You're over to the left of the table there, so Allie, tell us about yourself and how long you've been involved in the program.
My name's Allie. I've been involved in BSA since I was 13. And I joined when Miss Hem was hosting, Miss Hem is our scoutmaster, or she was hosting a meeting one day, and I showed up, and she was talking about the BSA program, high adventure trips, and I was just generally very interested.
Wow, that's great. Thank you, Allie. And Diamond, good morning to you. Nice to meet you. Diamond, tell us about yourself and how long you've been involved in the program.
Well, I am Diamond. I have been in the program since I was like 16, so I had a little more of a time crunch than Allie and Nadia, but that's okay. I ended up making it anyways. I joined the program because, well, Eagle Scout is the highest you can get in scouting, and I thought it would be pretty cool to help out people wherever I can, and also go on high adventure trips, which was really fun, not gonna lie. Loved going to Florida with these guys.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds great. Okay, and Nadia, nice to meet you as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been involved.
Hi, my name's Nadia. I've been involved since my brother's been in scouting, unofficially. Girls could join in 2019, so whenever we could, I jumped on the opportunity, gathered five or six girls, and then looked at my mom and said, "You're going to be scoutmaster." And the troop just took off after that. It's a smallish troop, but we still do a lot together, and it's really fun.
Okay, so Troop 1792 is based out of Duxbury, is that correct, what we're hearing? And I understand there are different troops in areas around the South Shore, is that correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, and Miss M is the scout master.
Yes.
And she's with us. She's sitting behind for moral support today, so we welcome her to the program as well. All right, so now I guess for us, bring us up to date here, because I was told that this is the third all-female Boy Scout troop to form in Massachusetts. So that is historic. That's a big deal. Nadia, you were touching a little bit about mentioning as soon as there was this change to allow girls to join. So that was a big deal. I mean, it happened in your lifetime. So tell us about that and what it means now to be one of these first few troops to form.
Yeah. So originally BSA specifically the Boy Scout branch of BSA was closed off to girls. We could join as Venture Scouts. So Venture Scouts is a co-ed troop. And we were planning on doing that. And then the announcement came out that they were letting girls join in 2019. And I've been wanting to be a Boy Scout because I wanted to earn Eagle. And I know that the other girls in the troop wanted to experience this as well. And so having the doors be open to girls is really important to us because it allows us the same opportunities as boys do. So I think it's just really cool that we can do the same things now and get recognized for it.
Yeah, that's a big deal, isn't it? That's a big change because I think, you know, obviously, I think especially some of our older listeners may be hearing the Boy Scouts and they would be wondering, well, you know, it's just for boys. But that's not the case anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was originally just for boys, but as females, I think that we should have the same opportunities to earn Eagle and to go through the rank advancement and earn merit badges and go on these super awesome high adventure trips. It is still separate, though. We don't have a co-ed troop. It's an all-female troop, and our brother troop in Duxbury is Troop 62, so that's an all-boy troop, and we collaborate and do meetings together and sometimes do courts of honor together. So we're still involved with the boys, but the two troops are separate.
Okay, so Eagle Scout is the highest rank, is that correct, that you can get? You had mentioned there were projects involved, so how does one attain that rank? Did either one of you want to jump in, whether it be Allie or Diamond, to tell us how does that work? How do you get to be an Eagle Scout? You want to start, Allie?
Yeah, Eagle Scout is the highest rank in the BSA program, in Boy Scouts. And you achieve the Eagle Scout by going through six other ranks, which require different badges and different activities that you have to participate in and different skills that you have to learn. You're reviewed at the end of every rank to make sure that you've learned what you needed to learn and that you understand the tenets of the Scout Law and the Scout Oath, to make sure that you are aligned with the values of the BSA program and that you understand and what it's trying to teach you. So you go through all of that, and then to earn Eagle rank, I think you need to do essentially an enormous project okay. On top of all of that, which for me, that was, I worked with the Alden House Host Historical Society, and I worked with Desiree Mobed to basically look back 400 years into Duxbury's history and try and understand what people ate and what people grew so that I could create my own stop on their tour in their historical gardens. So I basically created a historical food tour, and I worked with a historical reenactor to talk about food preservation methods and basically try and educate people more on the subject.
Wow. Okay, so looking back at your own town's history, going back 400 years, you said?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Okay. And so each of you work on different projects. Is that how it works? So Diamond, can you tell us about your experience and journey?
So my experience was probably a little different than theirs because I had more of a time crunch. But basically what I ended up doing, we have a American Legion in our town, and they needed a handicap ramp. So I actually got to work with James, who is like the commander. Sorry, I'm very tired.
That's okay. It's 9:19. I know. I get up at 3:30, so yeah. But yeah, okay, so you were working with a commander, you were saying?
Yeah, and he needed a ramp for the American Legion, so I ended up helping him build one in the back.
Ah, okay.
And so now anyone who is handicapped or has a form of disability can actually use the ramp,
mm-hmm.
Which is actually super nice because when these girls had their court of honor, people were actually using it. And I don't know why, but it just made me feel so happy that I actually got to like help out people who need the help.
Yeah, that service. And then, you know, this is, again, with this type of project, you're seeing, you know, this live on and having people have a much better life experience because of this ramp. So
yeah.
That's great. All right. Well, and let's see. And Nadia, did you want to talk a bit about your project as well?
Yeah. So I worked with the Duxbury Food Pantry, Lion's Share Food Pantry. And I go to a culinary school, so I used my skills from there, and I created a cookbook that allows people with food insecurities to make healthy and balanced meals with items that they find in their local pantry or at the supermarket for really, really cheap. And I printed 200 copies for all the clients, and I'm sharing my resource with others around the United States that are working with people with food insecurities and the homeless population so that they're able to just consume healthier foods instead of eating the cheap, highly processed stuff. They're able to cook at home and mm-hmm. learn about nutrition.
Yeah, that's important because, yeah, I think you're right about that. Obviously, when you think of if a food is organic, it tends to be more expensive. Or if it's a natural food, it tends to be more money. And thus, if economy is an issue, Nadia, then you know this as well. It's like mac and cheese or ramen noodles or eating the worst thing for you because sometimes that's all you can afford. So you're trying to give people a more opportunity and to have a healthier lifestyle, right?
Yep.
All right, that's great stuff. Okay, we're talking again. We have these three young women in studio, the third all-female Boy Scout troop to form in Massachusetts, Troop 1792, the Eagle Scouts. And I know we're just running a little bit behind, but I think, Nadia, you were mentioning something about, and all three of you touched upon high adventure. What does that mean? Can someone explain that, what a high adventure trip is, or what's that all about? Because it seems like you're all excited about that. Diamond?
So basically a high adventure trip is what we ended up doing. We went to Seabase, which is located in Florida. And there are many different high adventure trips. So Seabase, which we did, was we went to Florida and we went to a Seabase, well, base, stayed there for a day, and then we ended up going on a sailboat and staying there for a whole week, kind of sailed around the Keys, did some snorkeling, some fishing, and it was just really fun. It's just like a high adventure trip. It's just a fun way to kind of connect with your troop. And other troops as well, because when we went, it wasn't just us girls. It was also a couple other troops collab together to go. In order to go on high adventure trip, you actually have to do fundraisers and save up money. And if I can remember, I think it was like $2,000 a person or so. So they're not cheap, mm-hmm. But they are really, really fun. And we got to go to restaurants and islands, and it was just really memorable.
Yes.
No, it was. It was a great experience. It sounded like so something that's really, really exciting and something you can feel a sense of accomplishment, it sounds like, as being a part of the Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now talk to, if we have a few minutes here, to tell other people that may have some young women that are excited to be a part of this. How do they go about doing this? Or can you tell people why it's important? Do you hope that there are others that become Eagle Scouts that are also girls?
Yeah. So a way that you can get in touch with your community and your troop is you can look into if your town has a troop. If it doesn't, then neighboring towns might. Our troop is located in Duxbury. It's Troop 1792. And you can, if there is no troop in your town, then you can reach out to Miss M, who's our scoutmaster, at troop1792scoutmaster@gmail.com. And you reach out to her, and she can put you in touch with how to start that process. It's a really awesome program, and if there are little girls, they can join like a den or another pre-Boy Scout program. We really hope that we do get more female Eagle Scouts because we're few and far between, so it's really nice to see that girls are making an impact and being recognized for it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, go ahead, Allie.
I would say that it's important for more girls to earn Eagle Scout because it's a mark of accomplishment for one, but it's also really it's very useful later in life. It's great for job applications and for getting into college. It's a highly recognized rank of achievement, and so if the more people that earn that, the more people are going to be more successful in life.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And Diamond, some inspiration for those young people out there listening. Why is it good to become a scout?
Well, in my honest opinion, it's great to become a scout because you get to learn a bunch of new skills. You get to go camping. You get to make really good life decisions, make long, 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 lifelong friends. And it's just a really cool experience, and if I had to do my life over again, I would go back into scouting because it was the funnest part of my life right now.
Wow, that's great. Well, it's been wonderful to have you all in studio this morning. From our text line, we have Kate from Duxbury is texting in, female Eagle Scouts. Hurrah, hurrah, she says. She says, my father had lifelong pride in this accomplishment. Way to go, girls. And that's from Kate from Duxbury to all of you this morning. So, Allie, Diamond, and Nadia, thank you for coming in studio, and also to Scoutmaster Mrs. M for being here as well. And again, Troop 792, they're Eagle Scouts in studio this morning, and we're very proud of them. And again, they are trailblazers and leading the way and hoping more follow in their steps, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in. And I know they're all proudly wearing their uniforms. So Dan McCready from our WATD website, we can get a photo of you guys as well then. We'll have that available for the social media, because I know you guys all came dressed up today for the radio. So we appreciate that. Thank you. Dan, you can go in there and take their photo. We appreciate that. And thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
That's Nadia, Diamond, and Allie, the Troop 1792 Eagle Scouts. It's 9:28. We're a bit late, certainly, for traffic and weather. We'll get that full report for you coming up on the 9.